This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Beyond Festival is a celebration of music, art and justice, and its goal is to start a gentle revolution. With a collection of artists, bands and speakers, it's an opportunity to rub shoulders with some of Australia's leading thinkers and advocates and maybe harness a bit of your own creative force. Andrew Palmer from Beyond Festival joins me on the line. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Katrina.
What does a gentle revolution look like?
It looks like gathering a group of people together who wouldn't necessarily organise themselves together, people from different traditions, different backgrounds, and bringing them together for some common good causes, peace, justice, mercy, compassion, love, and the opportunity to build new friendships, new relationships and new connections. The things that bind us together are much greater than the things that draw us apart.
And how did the idea for this festival germinate, Andrew?
Well, it was firstly, it was collective. We really birthed out of the Black Stump Festival, which was a pretty iconic Christian youth festival that ran for 30 years between 1985 and 2014.
I've been to a few Black Stumps, Andrew, including doing Black Stump Radio many years ago.
I hear that story all the time because there's so many tens of thousands of people. We're connected over the years through that particular festival, and it really changed the nature of how we viewed youth ministry in Australia and also how we viewed the possibilities of gathering together. And as a consequence, it has, you know, launched people like Michael Frost in many ways. And so there's some really fantastic outcomes from Black Stump. The story didn't end in 2014. It emerged that though Stump had run its course, there was opportunity to expand generationally, so to look at families, to look at older people within the community, and also to expand in terms of the social context of that community. So to move beyond the Christian world exclusively through into other community groups, to provide a place of conversation for people to meet and gather and form friendships. And you know what? We talk, as Christians, we talk a lot about loving enemies and what it means to be people of peace. But if we actually don't get to know people who don't view the world through the same lenses as we do, then it's really hard to actually do that. And we keep thinking about us or them. So Beyond finds the possibility of people coming together to say, it's really us and we can do this thing together.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the artists and speakers that you've got appearing at the festival and the kinds of things we might hear from them.
Fantastic. So we have, from the US, we have the band Gungor coming along.
Love Gungor.
They're just extraordinary musicians and extraordinary people as well who've been on a fantastic journey. Both Michael and Lisa have been able to publicly express questions around faith and questions around what it means to be a Christian in, I think, really helpful ways, not necessarily comfortable ways, but really helpful ways. So both Michael and Lisa, apart from providing amazing music, will also be leading workshops on meditation, and Lisa will be reading from her new book. So there's fantastic opportunity to engage with them. Mike Frost is going to come and speak on Keeping Christianity Weird, which is the nature of his latest book, and also The Politics of Faith. Brooke Prentice, a fantastic Aboriginal leader from Brisbane, is coming down to speak to us about truth and justice and love within the Aboriginal community and how we continue to engage across that cultural divide that is often difficult for Australians to understand the Aboriginal understanding of land and country and community. So there's lots of opportunity to engage across a whole range of issues, as well as the really key area that we're looking at this year is around gendered violence. So we've got various White Ribbon ambassadors coming along. We've got people from Uniting and people from Baptist Care coming along to speak about how can we actually engage gender-based violence, family and domestic violence in ways that help us as a community stand for something better than that. It's a really hard issue to tackle alone because gendered violence is really scary. So when we have an opportunity to stand together and get equipped with some really good facts around the issues and some really positive frameworks to work together as a community for the betterment of society as a whole, it really enables us to engage that profoundly destructive social issue in a meaningful way. So we're not simply talking about motherhood statements around gendered violence is bad. We want practical outcomes of how do we gather as community, not just at Beyond Festival, but how do we gather in our local communities? How do we gather in our churches? How do we gather in our sporting clubs? How do we gather in our schools in order to not just tell a better story, but also be part of a genuinely better solution? That's a gentle revolution.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Hey, I know you've mentioned, you know, part of the idea of Beyond was going beyond just talking to people of faith, you know. But I feel like a lot of Christian festivals or Christian events sort of market themselves as being inclusive and for everyone. But in practice, they kind of still feel like church under another name. You know, still kind of tend to be churchy in the way that we present things. So how are you guys going to make sure that you're not just sort of preaching to the converted?
That is such a good insight, Katrina. The issue there comes down fundamentally to power and the sharing of power. So we make sure that the festival environment that we create and the spaces that we carve out are not simply tacitly available to people who don't have faith, but are genuinely available for people of all different worldviews and traditions. So it means that we have people on the bill who don't come from a Christian perspective at all. We make sure that around issues of, say, gendered violence that I've been speaking about, we don't go for a Christian who's read a couple of books on family and domestic violence. We go for the experts to make sure that we get the best information. We are really quite intentional about engaging people who don't view the world through a Christian lens, because that's how we share power. And the reality is the capacity to learn from one another in a spirit of friendship is actually what brings positive change in the world. We need to break down the dynamics of power that say, we've got the truth and you need to agree with us. And if you don't agree with us, you're wrong. That's the stuff that builds walls of relationship that invariably lead in the end to violence. So we want to be part of a different conversation that says, let's gather around the things that we hold in common. We recognise that there are distinctive things. I have distinctive things about my faith, but the metaphor that I always use is that Beyond is like a table, and we invite people to the table, and this table is justice. And I come as a follower of Jesus to the table of justice. My perhaps atheist friend comes from their perspective. My Muslim friend might come from their perspective. My Sikh friend might come from their perspective. We all come to the table of justice because we have a stake in that. Hmm. What that does is it provides me, as a follower of Jesus, to meaningfully engage the idea of why is justice important? Well, the idea of justice is important for me because I follow Jesus. And Jesus speaks directly about this. So in terms of the capacity to share ideas, to share worldviews in a way that is non-confrontational, genuinely engaging, genuinely inclusive, we think that this festival provides a really unique way of doing that.
Okay, good to hear. Thank you, Andrew. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Katrina.
As Andrew Palmer from Beyond Festival. It's on from November 23rd to 26th in Kangaroo Valley. You can find out more at beyondfestival.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.